Morning.
Good morning. Good to be back.
If you had to guess, how many times now, counting right now, have you appeared on this show?
This fall, it's been
three. No, just overall, three. Since you arrived.
Right. I don't think we're to double digits yet.
I think you're going to get pretty close here.
But it's got to be seven or eight.
Seven.
Seven, okay.
You're a part of the Seven Timers Club.
Wow.
I didn't know there was such a club, but all of a sudden you're becoming a regular. Good to have you back. So we'll be talking Vespers today?
Absolutely we are.
So before we came on the air, I was telling Dr. Tress how I have resisted listening to Christmas music so far this year. I think some people are starting early. I then proceeded to play for him some Christmas music that I like. So I guess I've started, if you think about it.
We've started.
Yeah. What did you think of the ones I threw your way, though?
You know, not the stuff I tend to listen to. I also put Christmas music off as late as possible. I won't start listening to it until probably the week after Vespers, because I buy it in July and then try to forget that Christmas is a thing for as long as I can. But no, interesting stuff.
It's fun to hear what other people like, though, right?
Absolutely.
And that's why I always like to ask. I asked you, what do you really like? What really hits home? And you said Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Absolutely.
Great answer. How are things overall up at the Mount, in your opinion, this fall?
Oh, it's been a fantastic semester.
What's made it fantastic?
You know, very biased, but I think I'm right here. There's been more music on the Mount than there has been for a very long time.
Well, let me bring up a couple of things. Rock of Ages.
Saw it. Loved it. Amazing. The band did a great job. The students did a great job. Top marks to the whole thing.
Lancer Jams, the pep band at the basketball games. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, it's a blast. They love having us. We love being there. I'm the guy up in the corner with the purple trombone, so I get on the fun too.
The purple trombone. Why is it purple?
I don't know. Just it's plastic, and you can get them in just about any color you want. I've even seen them in like camo.
A plastic trombone?
Plastic trombone.
How does that sound?
Not much better than fine, but fine.
Sounds like something Prince would have liked.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's talk Vespers. It's coming up December 6th at 4 and at 7. Let me look at my calendar this way too, Saul. That's a Saturday, right?
Yep. So 4 and 7 are Communiversity Concert Band under the direction of our good friend Todd Carr. We'll play Preludes at 3:30 and 6:30, so the half hour before. And then after the 4 o'clock, the Gregorian Fine Arts Association is putting on a reception in the chapter room at the monastery. So
okay,
lots to do.
What would part of their reception be? Do they have goodies?
Oh, absolutely.
You can't have a reception without having goodies.
Nope. Cookies, lemonade, coffee. Great conversation. It's going to be a really, really, it's going to be a busy day. It's going to be a great day.
Before we get into the theme, and I asked you this last year when you were in to talk about Vespers, but just a definition of Vespers, what do people need to know that have never been a part of it before? What exactly is it?
Yeah, so colleges all over the country, especially if they're like Mount Marty, private, religiously affiliated, will call their Christmas program Vespers. Vespers just means evening prayer. It comes to us from the rule of St. Benedict. And what I think makes ours a little distinct is the structure we use for our concert is basically the structure for Vespers that St. Benedict laid out in the rule.
And this has been happening for a long time.
This is, I think, 43.
And it will continue long after you and me.
Oh, it better.
We hope.
We hope.
Well, I asked him before we went on the air also about the theme. It's an English cathedral Christmas. And I said, did you have any hand in that? Did you have any part in that? And as it turns out, you literally picked it. So tell us about the theme, English cathedral Christmas.
Yeah. So one of the fun things about my role is I get to sort of set the tone for Vespers each year in conversation with our other music faculty. And last year we went Scandinavian, which was lovely. It's a little unfamiliar to a lot of folks if you're not one of the many Norwegian or Swedish Americans that lives up here. An English cathedral Christmas is going to be much more familiar. It also pays a little bit of a nod to the fact that for about 20 years, Vespers at Mount Marty was structured more like an Anglican lessons and carols. So that traditional Benedict and Vespers structure, but with all this wonderful British Christmas music.
Yeah, the British Isles.
Yes.
It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, I've always loved English choral music. I wrote my dissertation on an English composer.
I wrote my dissertation on an English composer as well.
Which one?
Sure hoping you wouldn't ask. I should have just let you continue. Sorry about that. Let me ask you about tickets because...
Yes.
I mean, I'm not confused, but a little clarification or...
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Ticket required.
Yep.
But tickets are free.
Yes.
For this event, max of 4 tickets per person. Break that down.
Yes. And maybe it will help to just say we have absolutely no interest in making money. Obviously, the tickets are free. We just want a head count, right?
You just want to know.
We just want to know.
That's fair.
How many people to expect? And if the whole premise of tickets is totally daunting, we are not at the point where we're going to sell out. In 5 years, maybe we have to do 3. But for now, I just want trends, right? How many people come overall? Did more people come this year than last year? Do more people come to 4 o'clock? Or right, just data points.
So 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, the options on yep. Saturday the 6th.
Yep.
Anything else you want to mention about Vespers that people should know?
You know, oh, yeah, one thing. We had in September a visit from Mount Marty's, we think, first ever composer in residence. My dear friend and a close collaborator for a number of years now, Mickey Wadsworth, and we commissioned a piece from Mickey that is just for us. Nobody has ever sung it before, and it's going to be premiered at Vespers, so this program will be the world premiere of a brand new piece of choral music just for Mount Marty.
I can tell you're excited about that, as well you should be.
It's been such a great process. It's going to be so much fun to put on its feet.
Oh, how about a quick plug for that band concert coming up this Sunday, too?
Yes, this Sunday, November 23rd at 4 p.m. in Marion Auditorium. Also free, no ticket required. Just pile in the theater. Todd does such amazing work.
Great work.
He is a heck of a guy. The community members love him. The students love him. His colleagues love him. And just he is so joyful, and he is so passionate.
He
and
cares.
He is so encouraging, and he wears it on his sleeve, yeah. And you can just feel it radiating off him.
Yeah.
And he is just, I go out of my way to make music with Todd in my free time, because it's that fun.
Thanks for taking the time to visit us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Your seventh time now.
Seventh time.